This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. Win, lose or draw, McDelivery will always help bring home the 3 points. And speaking of points, order now on the McDonald's app and you'll earn reward points through every delivery. Order today, rewards tomorrow. You in? Only via app at participating restaurants, 18+, rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
So it wasn't a fantastic end to 2023 for Birmingham as we crashed to a 0-0 draw against Bristol City in what was a pretty flat game and a pretty flat atmosphere as well. So hoping for a new energised 2024, and we take on Leeds Elland Road next. And I'm joined by Adonis, who's a BBC Sport contributor and a contributor to the Roy and Peacock podcast as well. How are you doing, Adonis?
I'm good, thanks, Sam. All things considering.
Yeah.
2023 is nearly over, so that'll be fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, it was an up and down 2023 for Leeds, wasn't it? You know, you had the sort of mixture of emotions there with, you know, start of 2023 being in the Premier League and then sort of going down from there into the Championship. And so far, you've had a pretty steady season. I think in terms of sort of what people expected, I think roundabout sort of where you are is what people tipped you to be at. So how do you think the season's gone so far?
Well, the year, you said it's up and down. It's mainly been down. As in relegated, as you said. The year itself, we've had, I think it's 16 wins, 12 draws, 19 losses. The season so far, I think you have to give him a pass. We've probably got one of the best squads in the Championship, so we should be up there. But if you look at how the summer went, we had players going out on loan, triggering loan clauses that we didn't understand why. Players that Daniel Farke had in his plans. We had players who refused to play and were sent off into the naughty pitches to go train on their own. And we had players who were threatening to sue the club unless we allowed them to leave. So pretty chaotic. He didn't have his full squad, obviously. And you have to give him a pass. We've been hot and cold. And the last five matches, obviously, only one win. We're struggling for form at the moment.
Because it's back-to-back defeats, isn't it? We lost to Preston 2-1 and then last night as well, losing to West Brom 1-0. Is it one of them things where perhaps, you know, the toll of the Championship is perhaps taking its course because of the fact that there's a lot of games over the Christmas period? It's quite relentless. Or would you kind of say it's a thing where perhaps players have just dropped out of form?
Well, it's difficult to watch the Championship. So I can imagine how difficult it would be to play in the Championship and keep yourself motivated. Now, obviously, we've basically, if you look at Leeds, we've had the same very similar problems for a long, long, long time. Probably before Bielsa came, really. So we've been looking for a number 10. We did have that in Pablo Hernandez, and that is the player who has been able to, for Leeds United, unlock those low blocks and, you know, find that little bit of creativity, 10-yard nutmegs, dropping balls on a sixpence in the penalty area. Sixpence. Yeah, we don't have sixpence pieces anymore, do we?
No. I get what you mean, though.
Yeah, so we've been looking for that number 10, and that's the thing we're missing. I think we're basically too easy to play against now. If you were going to ask this later on in the pod, how you play against Leeds United, just set up in a low block, a low mid block, because we don't have the creativity to break you down. Unless we get lucky and get the first goal, we will really struggle, I think.
Because you say about the low block there, I think it's one of the things where perhaps Rooney's been a bit humbled by the Championship sort of coming in and not really sort of doing what he set out to do with the whole no fear football stuff. I think that a lot of that has backfired. And I think we saw last night a bit of a change in style where we let Bristol City have a lot of the ball. So that may be something that we do against Leeds, especially considering what you say about, you know, if teams sit back and you have that player maybe to break us or whatever, with obviously Hernandez not there anymore. But in terms of sort of the players that you've got now, you mentioned earlier about, you know, some of the ones that went on strike and that. And I mean, when we played you guys at the start of the season, I think that was when sort of everything was at its peak almost, when I think Nonto refused to be on the bench or something like that. And there were sort of players that just joined the club that had not settled in properly. So in terms of sort of danger men to look out for, who are we saying for Leeds that is the person to look out for?
Well, the front four, I mean, a lot of people go on about it in the Championship. They say that Leeds front four is the best front four in the Championship. I'm starting to doubt that seriously. I think at times we do. And on our day, you know, if you go back and you look at the highlights of the Ipswich game where we completely destroyed Ipswich, who, you know, have been one of the record-breaking pace setters of the Championship, then you could argue that we've got the best front four. So our attacking players are Crescencio Somerville, who's normally on the left. On the right, you've got Daniel James. In the number 10 position, you've got Joel Pirou, the Championship top scorer the last two seasons. And then up front, you've got Jorginho Rutter, who cost us initially, I think, £28 million, but could go up to 35 with bonuses. But I'm not sure what those bonuses are, and I assume that staying in the Premiership was one of those. So that's our front four. And then you've got Wilfried Nonto, who was the player that you mentioned who refused to play. He's on the bench, obviously has been capped, has his full cap from Italy, but he's a regular in the under-21s for them. So that's our front four. And they're all dangerous.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you spoke about some of the price tags there, that, you know, some of these players cost whatever, and the fact they're playing for the international sides as well shows they are a real quality side. And I think with Leeds as well, it's one of them things where you've had, you know, your changes in style, I think, throughout 2023, where you started off the year with Jesse Marsh and then went to Big Sam to try and stay in the Premier League. And then now it's Daniel Farke. So in terms of sort of all of them play styles like merged together and that, what would you say has been like the formula that's worked the most for Leeds United?
Well, we've had five different managers in the year.
Jeez.
And Sam Allardyce wasn't the highlight. Neither was Jesse Marsh. Let's put it that way. So if, you know, Sam Allardyce never comes to your club, then you'll be much happier than I am. And you'll never have to know that kind of suffering. Our best play style, that's really difficult to say. So, you know, brief history, Jesse Marsh, ping ball football, I think you could best describe it as. Sort of headless chicken style gegen pressing. Pressing all the time. And then he had this sort of 100 to 70, so 100 miles per hour, 100% to 70% sort of vague tactic, which didn't make any sense at all. And really, it was just chaos. It was absolute chaos. And his whole philosophy was win the ball back as soon as possible, as soon as they have it. And then with the fewest passes as possible, attack their box and get as many players in the middle of the pitch as possible, because that's where the goal is. So it's sort of very sort of American tries to understand the round ball sort of philosophy. Farke is a possession-based attacking and counter-attacking manager with a defensive mindset. So he's played 4-2-3-1. He has two defensive midfielders. We try and dominate possession. Unfortunately, that seems to translate to pass it sideways and backwards for large periods of the game without any kind of real penetration into the final third or any sort of, you know, when you just need someone to stick the knife in, you know, score, you know, get really passionate in that, in the box and in the final third, and just put it in the back of the net. So there are some, there are players who have that, you know, and you look at them, the players in the past, people like, you know, Shearer and Ian Wright for England, for example, or for Leeds, it would be Mark Viduka or Beckford or Pablo Hernandez that we've talked about. So some of these players in our Leeds squad, they really don't have that. And we're not really taking our chances. So we are best when we're counter-attacking. So please attack us. Please try and just send as many men forward as possible, because we've got very, very pacey wingers, Dan James and Crescencio Somerville, and they will attack the open spaces. And there's nothing more that they love than to do that. So that's what we're best at. We're best at counter-attacking. We desperately need a number 10, like a David Silva type player to unlock these low blocks.
I think any team could do a David Silva, couldn't they? It's one of them ones where, you know, it's just like you need someone to have that creative spark, because against Bristol City last night, we only had one shot on target. And it's one of the things where a lot of the fans are getting frustrated by the fact that we're not really committing those bodies in the box. That's something you sort of mentioned earlier about really sort of having a go at teams. But it seems as if Leeds want us to have a go at them. So it's going to be interesting because of the way that we played against some of these better teams as well, in the fact that Leicester, when we played them, we scored two goals against them, conceded, you know, more, so we lost the game. And then we scored against Sunderland as well, Southampton. So like the better teams in the league, we seem to find an opening against, but it's just the other side of it where obviously we commit bodies forward and then we just get capitalized, punished, and like, you know, just literally punished for our mistakes that we make. So in terms of sort of balancing that out, how do you think Birmingham would have to approach the game in order to, you know, actually get something from it? Because I'm absolutely dreading this game, not gonna lie.
Oh, you're going to lose. I think you're going to lose. And the reason is, every time Leeds have had a setback this season, they've had a reaction. And this is the first time where we've had sort of two games in a row, two losses in a row sort of thing. So they're going to be really fired up. We've got, I think, one of the best home records in the Football League. So I think we're one of the only teams who are still unbeaten at home. So we haven't lost at home. And this is a side who, that, you know, we're a very young side and they rely a lot on confidence and scoring the first goal. So that makes a massive difference. So obviously, if you guys score the first goal, it's much more likely, as long as you don't concede, you know, when you score and you're a little bit vulnerable right after you score, so you haven't quite settled yet. So as long as you don't concede in that period of time there, the longer the game goes on without us getting an equaliser, the more likely it is that you would win. But the thing is, at home, we're a different animal. So, and we're looking for a reaction. So, yeah. And also, they're confidence players. Like I said, they're a young side. When the Ellen Road crowd gets up and roars, I think it really gets behind them. I think that gives them a massive boost. I think that's a big part of why our form is so much better. And it's a very intimidating place to come for away fans and away players.
This video is brought to you by Voxy, the pay-as-you-go mobile network that gives you unlimited social media for as little as £10 a month. Sign up today using the link in the description to stop eating your data away while on the move. Voxy has got you covered with unlimited social media, video and music, all with 5G ready in every Voxy plan. And you'll also get a free £20 PayPal, Just Eat or Amazon voucher. So be sure to sign up today. Now, back to the video.
So, yes, I would say that, you know, I wouldn't get your hopes up. But if you score the first goal, I'd start to get your hopes up. And as long as you guys can be practical and Rooney can be practical and defend deep and defend well, if you've got that defensive organizational structure about you, then you've got every chance. But I wouldn't bet on it.
Because organization and structure is something that Rooney spoke about after the game yesterday, where he said to the media that his main priority for the game last night was to keep a clean sheet. I don't know how much I believe that, to be honest, but it's one of the things where we're sort of clinging onto the positives, I guess. But moving into the January transfer window, obviously, when it opens up, there's all these rumours that are flying around, and that we mentioned about, you know, that number 10 for Leeds that perhaps you need to sign. But is there anywhere else that you need to strengthen a bit?
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. You in? Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
So we need a left back. We've needed a left back for 5 years or so. And am I breaking up?
No, you're all good. You're all good.
Okay. We need a left back and we need a creative number 10. And if we have that number 10 and that allows Pirou to go to number 9, then we wouldn't need a number 9. Ideally, you'd be looking at somebody sort of, you know what we need? We need somebody who's just not going to fall over, who's just going to just like sort of really, you know, not angry, but a really hard centre forward who's just going to like knock people around, because the champion that we don't get anything from referees, and our players are a little bit too soft at times. They're looking for, you know, they're probably more made for Premier League, European football, international football, where you've got, you know, VAR, and you've got referees who a little bit better, have eyesight, I don't know, and protect the players a little bit more. And in the Championship, it's a bit rougher. Yeah. You're not gonna get everything. You know, Ruter got elbowed in the head. I mean, it was completely deliberate, it wasn't even a free kick, and it's not going to be a free kick, and you're not going to get that stuff in the Championship. And we should have had 2 penalties last night, and you're just never going to get them. And they were still looking for them, and Bamford comes on and he's whinging at the ref and he's like, give us a free kick, because you're not going to get them. You're not going to get it in the Championship. So I would like a sort of a brutal, brutish, you know, Vinnie Jones kind of a type figure, who's also, you know, a little bit, a little bit maybe greedy, and who can put the ball in the back of the net. So that's what I'd like, and a creative midfielder and a number and a left back. And then I think we would have enough to get top two.
Because at the moment it's I think a 9-point gap between you and Ipswich, isn't it, for, you know, getting to that second place position. So in terms of sort of catching those guys up, you obviously beat them 4-0, so it's like, in terms of, you know, you two matching up against each other, fantastic. But like, in terms of sort of where the points are going to come from now till the end of the season, is there a particular run of fixtures that you look at and go, right, we need a certain amount of points from that run of games in order to get us back into the top two mix?
Absolutely not. I'm not thinking about that at all. I'm just treading water at the moment. I had absolutely no expectations, to be honest. This season, I didn't expect us to be challenging top two at all. I thought just the amount of upheaval and complete chaos in the summer with with all of these loan clauses and all the stuff coming out of the woodwork about, you know, losing the dressing room and all that stuff. And the club captain basically saying, you know, if you don't want to be here, then F off sort of thing. After relegation, the confidence shot, our goalkeeper conceding over 150 goals in the last two seasons, just everything. I didn't expect us to be where we are. So I think we're kind of ahead of schedule, but I haven't been, because I've been in that kind of mindset, I haven't been looking at the fixtures and going, oh, we need this from this or calculating that or that. No, no, not at all. It's far too chaotic anyway with Leeds United to be able to like sort of extrapolate forward or even have the bandwidth to do that. You know, basically with Leeds, as Leeds fans, you're just treading water in the chaos the whole time and trying to keep up with any sort of semblance of reality.
And in terms of like, you know, the start of the season, you were saying there about you didn't know what to expect from Leeds this season. And I was in the, kind of in the same boat looking at you guys when we beat you guys 1-0, Jukovic scoring a penalty right at the end. And it's one of the things where, you know, there was players that were undecided whether they were going to stay, whether they were going to go. In terms of sort of that game compared to now, like what do you think has been the biggest change like in the squad?
Biggest change. That game, that was a weird game. Okay, so that's, I mean... Wasn't that the first game where you had new ownership, something like that?
So Tom Brady was there with Tom Wagner, and it was like a big sort of media, you know, fest thing where it's like, oh yeah, they've shown their face, sort of the new regime. So yeah, there was a massive like feel good factor around the club at that point. And I think, you know, ever since they made the decision to get Wayne Rooney, and it's kind of gone down a bit. So yeah, not fantastic. But that game I look back at and go, yeah, that was the sort of one where everything was positive on the up. So, I mean, yeah, like for you guys, when you looked at that game, because it was a late call at the end, wasn't it? I think it was Dan James that committed the foul, didn't he? Where a ball's come over and then he's been got tripped up. So, yeah, in terms of like looking to that game from now, like what do you think, yeah, is the main change?
Well, yeah, well, I just want to say, like, that was your kind of welcome to Wrexham moment, wasn't it? I mean, that was like...
It was, yeah. Like, if we were making a documentary... perfect place to start it.
yeah exactly. And like I seem to remember the crowd being a lot louder than normal for a Birmingham game, and there was a lot of optimism, and there was like a massive, you know, like a wave of energy among the players, I feel like, and that they sort of everything was lifted. And yeah, I mean, we're everybody's cup final anyway. Literally every single away game, the average is 9.7% more fans attend a Leeds game,
right,
than you know, your Rotherham's or whoever else you're playing on another week. So I feel like I kind of knew, I just knew that that was gonna, like, I knew that that was gonna happen, and it had to be what's his name, didn't it?
Jukovic.
Yeah. Coming on, just like the ghost of the championship
veteran. Yep,
haunting
he's
us again.
So many teams' problems in the championship over the years, man.
Yeah,
he never
made the step up. You know, he's just like, he's furniture in the championship. He's just like the ghost. anyway, so now and since then, that's a question, isn't it? We, our away record hasn't improved. I do think there's a mentality issue with this squad. Like, we, you know, are they seeing a sports psychologist or whatever? When the going gets tough, we do seem to not be able to rise to the occasion at certain, you know, against teams. And obviously, everybody's very motivated to play against us, and for some reason, everyone still hates us. It's like we're pantomime villains, which is odd, for no particular reason other than I think, you know, the media in the 70s labeled as dirty Leeds, and so it just stuck. But yes, now since then, no, I think our attacking flow is a little bit better. Obviously, The chemistry between some of the players is a bit better. Their understanding of the tactics. We went on a really good run of like 9 wins in 11, I think, something like that. And then we've just sort of hit a brick wall 5 games ago. And since then, you know, we only had that sort of massive victory against Ipswich. So not really ups and downs.
Yeah. I said it at the start, like about ups and downs and that. But in terms of a score prediction to end off with, well, you said we're going to lose. How many goals are we going to lose by?
Oh, right. Goals. I'm going to say, I reckon it'll either be like a 2 or a 3-1. So something close, especially if you score first. If you score first, I think we might edge it like 2-1, something like that.
Yeah.
But if not, then I mean, it could be anything. It could be. I expect us to score at least 2 goals, but it's probably going to be more like 5 if we get going, you know. And then if you start attacking and you're really not, you know, if you're really not that organization, like if your defensive structure isn't as organized as you seem to fear it isn't, or Rooney was saying that it's not, and if his sort of mentality, which if I know him, I think it's going to be more or less like all that attack, right? At the earliest possible, like he will be itching to get them all that attacking. So yeah, I think it could get messy for you, I have to say. But I'm just going to say 3-1.
Yeah, I could back both teams to score as well. But I mean, with us at the moment, you just never know what Blues team is going to come out. You don't know if it's going to be the one that appeared against Leicester and gave him a really good game, or the one that appeared last night against Bristol City where we barely laid a glove on him. So it's going to be an interesting game nevertheless. But thank you so much for your time, Adonis. I'm sure you've got a hectic schedule at the moment with obviously the festive period and that. So if you want to let us know sort of anything that's happening with you, like on your channel or anything, then yeah, feel free to.
Well, I personally have had a weird year. I've been ill for a lot of it, so we haven't been able to do much. But and I'm over in England right now. I'm seeing family. So yeah, and Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year and all of that. So I'll be back. I live in Vienna, so I'll be back on the 11th. So we'll start to do more stuff. But anyway, your audience, they're not going to watch a Leeds podcast, are they? Let's face it. So
if there's anything to pick up notes on for the game, then they may do. So yeah, shout out sort of what podcast you're running.
I've got a phone call. Hang on.
No worries.
Righto. Well, I do the Roaring Peacock podcast. That's my podcast. I work for BBC Sport. I'm a contributor there. So, if you can go onto the BBC Sport app and you can follow your club, you can follow this, any sports that you like. Let's say you're getting into American football. Now you've got Tom Brady, like I am.
Oh, yes.
Following the San Francisco 49ers now. Oh, well, I have been since the 90s, but a bit more now. And so, yeah, you just follow it on the app, then you'll get updates. And that's what happens. I have an article coming out every Tuesday. So I'll be working on New Year's Day, and my article will come out on Tuesday the 2nd. So that's where you can see my writing as well.
Okay, we'll look out for that. So, yeah, thank you so much for your time, Adonis. I'm sure we'll have more videos coming out in the next couple of weeks on the channel covering all the games and the fixtures and any potential managerial changes, because you never really know with us. So stay tuned for that. Be sure to like, share, comment, subscribe, and most importantly, keep rolling.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.